your words come out of your mouth are spiritual and leading. You are a complete Christian.
Yes. That's good. That's a good word right there. Complete Christian.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
All blessings to you.
Amen.
Thank you. That is awesome. There's no greater affirmation than someone telling you a complete Christian. That's good. Yes. Good to see you.
1 Corinthians. Yes. And now abide faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
And that's love.
Faith. Yes, and that's love. All right. Harriet just got a hand up. Yeah, they'll bring a mic to you.
Anita.
Yes.
Anita is I consider her an angel.
Amen. That's awesome.
She's the one that brought God to me.
Yes. Yeah.
I talked to her for years, and I kept asking her, how do I know I'm there? And then she brought me to you.
Yeah.
And then from there, I knew I was here. I'm there. I got God in my life. And with Anita's help, she helped me a lot.
Evangelism, that's your gift of evangelism. So imagine Harriet is going to be in heaven because she reached out. Mm-hmm. Now, there's nothing greater than that, guys. I don't know if you understand the gravity of that, that somebody is in heaven because of you. And for Harriet to say, I am going to heaven, I've given Jesus my life because of her. There is no greater honor than that. That is for all of us to really say, I want to be in heaven, but I want someone to be in heaven because of me. Because I did something. Because I reached out. Because I shared the love of God with them. Great. That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. I'm telling you, we ought to shout for that. That's huge, guys. Man. You want to be in heaven, you want somebody to be in heaven because you reached out, because you went out of your way to invite them to Christ. Not only Harriet, but Marion is not here, but it's her that reached out to Marion, and Marion is loving Jesus today because when Marion was in her dark moments, she spent time and reached out, and Marion today loves Jesus because she reached out. Evangelism right there. All right. Yeah. Mike. Oh, Jesse here. Okay, sorry. All right.
Sorry, brother. Some feedback, Nita, for you, of course. You're extremely faithful because you've been here since the beginning.
Yeah.
And so I remember the first time I came to church was John Sanyu, Nita, your daughter. I remember coming to my first time. That was so many years ago.
Yeah.
You stood there, amazing. And that's just a statement, but that's just something I wanted to say to you. But
she's a complete Christian. That's why.
What a humbling statement, right? One thing I wanted to mention about the prophecy part, hearing that, because I know that's a very, very important gift, right? There's a lot of responsibility with that gift, especially if you have a word where you're like, man, is this a word from God, or man, is this just kind of my heart or my feelings? I take the discernment also.
Right.
So I would encourage you, Nita, because I love hearing you talk. If you have a word of prophecy or you think you do, please talk to John or Sandy and say, can I bounce this off you? Because I want to hear it, what you got. Right? I would love to hear what you got. So if you think you have a good word or something like that, I would like to hear you up there more. I would like to, I would like to hear a prophecy. I think that would be wonderful.
Well, I thank God for you saying that because I was raised that you respect people's space, and you respect, their opinion and things like that. So I do hold back probably 50% of the time because I'm concerned about what people might say. So I know I've been shrinking back on the Lord on that. That's why I think I said I had to take this test more than once, because he revealed to me that I have, I guess, the gift of prophecy,
right.
But I've been shrinking back.
Wow.
And I think about maybe the people that, you know, may have been, you know, not of, I don't want to say hurt, but maybe they stumbled.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to hurt their feelings or, you know, say something that maybe they weren't ready for. I don't know. Because I was reading on prophets. I was so, again, shocked. I was reading, and one of the scriptures was saying, scripture has revealed by God to holy men. And God uses people who have the gift of prophecy to speak through them.
Yes.
And then I started laughing because I thought about Ahab, how he was running from Jezebel.
Yeah.
You know, because Jezebel, he was a great prophet, and then all of a sudden he got afraid.
Yeah.
And I think on prayer night the other night, I was talking about fear and things like that. You know, so sometimes I don't want to hurt a person's feeling, or I don't want to discourage them, so I kind of, I'm quiet, but
yeah,
it's good to know that God has confirmed that that is something He has given
yeah.
me as a gift.
Right. Yes, Sabiola. Oh, sorry. Okay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. We want to hear you, Sabiola.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to hear you.
I just want to thank you for giving me the word to help me to walk in the word and walk in health, because I was on the path of going to use a walker, and she encouraged me in my faith to take God at His word, because He had given me a word to speak the things that I wanted in my life, and I could do it for others. I could tell them that, but I wasn't using it myself. And I want to thank you for that, because I'm totally in health. I went to the doctor, and he said, "You don't need to come back. Everything is good." So I said, "Okay, I'll buy that."
Yeah, awesome. Let me tell you a little bit about that. Now, that's when I really heard the Lord.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
felt good. One day she came in here on like a walker, you know, kind of sometimes the way Harriet has to use her walker.
Yeah.
And I heard the voice of God say, "No."
That's right.
And I ran over there and I says, "You don't need that."
That's good.
"You don't need
that's
that."
Good.
And it was
good,
like,
yeah.
Go take it away. And
like
she,
a bowl of life.
Yeah, yeah. I just couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
And she was shocked and she stopped using it.
That's right.
That's good. Amen.
Amen.
Prophecy. Right. That's good. That's good. Brother Rico?
Now, you know, I want to go back and I want to kind of piggyback off of what Jesse was saying. Since I've come to this church, you've always been very welcoming. And, you know, you there were some difficult times for you in the old church. You were going through some really difficult times, and very few people were aware of the depth of what that was. And through it all, you were always very intentional with your words. Like, you don't speak empty words.
Amen.
Like, you
That's
don't
right.
just talk to talk. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. with Jesse, it's funny that Jesse said that because I look forward to what you have to say, because
Amen.
It's never empty. It's never just jabber.
That's
right.
You
good.
Know what I mean? And I think that's purposeful. I think that God has intentionally
yeah.
created you that way.
Yeah.
So I would encourage you to step firmly in what you know the truth is. And
Thank
the truth
you.
Is what you're hearing right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think that God really just wants you to speak, because you're not built to speak empty words.
Amen.
So
yeah.
when you speak, I think that's the spirit. I think it's very intentional. It's needed.
Amen.
For you to dive in for people. And I think that a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are going to go, you're going to win a lot of souls for Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's my
I
goal.
Really
yes.
believe that. I
goal.
Really do. And just please continue.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Tom Smith. Oh, Dion? Okay.
Turn it on.
Yeah, so
two, and when I started about 10 years ago, she reached out to Harriet, and Harriet, of course, reached out to Jackie, and of course, I had to come. So, yeah, it's good to see you that I'm here, and I'm grateful for that.
Wow.
And just being in your presence and sharing your faith, and you've just been unwavering this whole time since day one, and you've only gotten stronger and grown richer, you know, in your faith and your love of Christ, and that is just evident, and it just radiates throughout you.
Amen.
I think the gift of prophecy is huge, and it's selective, and it's a reason why everybody doesn't have that gift. So that's special, and it's special for you. So in your hearing, in your spirit, God is directing you in that, you know, and the Holy Spirit is trying to guide you through that, and to not be real reserved, but to trust the Lord, and He'll continue to develop that. And it's evident. Look at the type of work that you do that touched so many lives.
Yes.
You know, the work that touched people at their core that are trying to, you know, short for the employment security department, and working. I mean, you're working with people that are, that's vital, employment. You know, so you work with people that have been down, people that have lost, people that have gained, and you're in a position to encourage and to, you know, be prophetic to those that are able to receive it.
Amen.
You're just phenomenal.
Amen.
Just
like, Amen.
So glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here.
My Nita. My Nita. My God sent Nita. Yeah. I just want to say that you have been very encouraging in my life. Your faith is just off the scales. I thought my faith was off the scales, but you know, being with you, talking with you, you helped me to stay encouraged and helped me to not lose my faith when I get down. You are a true
yes.
faithful woman of God. And I know a lot of people, and I know a lot of Christians, but you are up there. I've never met a woman like you. You are truthful. You are faithful. It's no, you know, it's no funny stuff. You're about God.
Amen.
You
know?
Amen.
And you love the Lord, and your faith shows. You are
him.
So faithful.
Yeah.
And He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you for that.
Love Him.
Yes, I know you do.
Yeah. Amen.
And I love you too.
Thank you, honey.
Amen.
Appreciate it.
If I could just reflect to you, it's so, hopefully, it's so rewarding for you to be able to hear from how many people you touched,
praise
inspired,
the Lord.
And even guided without maybe knowing about it.
Amen.
And I too struggle with getting through these processes and
mm-hmm.
coming to something that I can hang my hat on.
Amen.
Really wanted to be prepared today, but I wasn't able to do that. So if anybody wants to help me through those forms, I know. But what I really wanted to do was stand and talk specifically. All these things that have been said, I echo from my knowledge of you. But I wanted to talk specifically about what was a challenging time, I imagine, in your life.
Very.
And one that I went through prior to finding Winning Christian Center, reaffirming my path with Jesus. And I really want to say that what you did was exemplify a trust in our Lord during a difficult time. And if there's anything we can pass on to our kids, however that may be, the word resilience comes to mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Clarity of your relationship. Jesus is first in your life.
Yes,
you know the word and Ecclesiastes and sharing with others is fundamental to your path.
Amen.
Discernment has been reflected by several people.
Amen.
You know, maybe sometimes you haven't, you've put the toe in or whatever, but you've been using discernment and developing.
Yes.
That walk that you and I shared, you in a Christian church with a Christian man, you know, pray for you, but I am so grateful to God for the way you did not chirp, talk, gossip. You know, you talk to people you need to talk to. I get that.
Right.
But you stood true to Him.
Amen.
He who is your Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Amen. Amen. And before we move over to Tom, I just want to say your faithfulness, your faith. I mean,
the word faithful, like doing what pleases to God, having him as your own audience, like not a man, you don't try to please anybody but Jesus. That is such a blessing to me. It really blessing to me. I think as a pastor sometimes, one of the things you struggle with as a pastor is the unfaithful people. And sometimes you feel like, man, why do I keep doing this? But then you are one of the people I think about that are faithful, because it becomes the engine that drives me.
Amen.
Faithful people drive me forward. And I just want to appreciate you for that. And you've been many things, but being like a mother to me, you know, in the way that you love and encourage and support, I really appreciate that, you know. And and I think one of the gifts that you have is a gift of encouragement. And it goes together with a gift of prophecy. So in operating the gift of prophecy, don't be so concerned about what people will think.
Okay.
Because the primary purpose of the prophecy gift is to edify, to encourage. So a lot of people will be open to receive it.
Okay.
So thank God for you. Amen. All right. Oh, Antonio, did you have something to say? He's just holding the mic. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll let you off the hot seat. And can we have that mic, please? Tom Smith, are you ready? You want to come up today?
Oh, I am not.
Okay. Is who else is you want to come up today? No. Okay. All right. Let's go to Brother Tom. Let's have that mic back up here.
All right. So, I don't know how, if you got a bunch in a row that are the same number.
Yes, you can. Just.
Is it just all of them?
Yeah. The top. Give us the top ones, like your top.
Top three.
Top three, and then you can go to the other ones.
Very top one was knowledge.
Knowledge.
Okay. And then there's like about 100 sevens. That was the next one down, was craftsmanship, discernment, helps, prophecy, service, teaching, and wisdom.
Okay.
And so,
Okay. All right. Okay. So, what do you guys hear? Teaching, knowledge, wisdom,
and helper.
All those three kind of like in the same.
Yeah.
And then helps, craftsman,
discernment,
service. Okay. All right. Dion, go ahead. Bring the word, Dion.
Come on.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
We go way back. It was one of the first in the small group when the church first started and stuff. And I've seen you grow a lot over these 10 years. It's kind of funny because I remember, during service, and you'd be so caught up in the Spirit and in the Word and the presence of God that you cried all the time. And it touched me because it was like, that's a man that loves Jesus, that knows the Lord. And
that's right.
And you didn't hold back. And it just moved me all the time to see a grown man cry. But I knew it was because of your love for God and what he was doing. And that means
right.
You guys were connecting at that.
Yeah.
That going on. So yeah, I was just really impressed and touched by that. Just watching over the years and how God has developed you into that huge teaching gift that
yes.
He's given you. And you, I love your analogies. I love the way you break it down. And you just, it makes sense. And we get it. And it just comes so natural. So yeah, that gift of teaching is just awesome. And I think you're a great husband. And I love the way that you kind of raised and reared your family. Since I've met you guys and stuff. And awesome.
That's good. Awesome. All right. Pass the mic to Sister Viola.
I appreciate his teaching because it's real basic.
Yeah.
That's kind of personal.
Yeah.
And also his gift that helps. So many times he's taken me to see my friend, which was really important to me.
son to me, and I'm so thankful.
Amen.
And his family has been so good to me.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for that.
Yeah.
He shows forth being a real man of God.
Yeah.
And a behind the scenes man, doing things with no applause, just doing them because it's the right thing to do, and he led by the Spirit of God, I know, and I'm thankful for him.
Amen.
Thank you, Viola.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Jesse over here. Tanya.
So, Tom, you've been a very good friend to me for many, many years. Tom was around when I gave my life to the Lord. He was around. He was one of the ones. Tom helped disciple me, and I learned a lot from him. And one of the things, a few things, Tom, I really appreciate about what you do is when there's a need and you know it might not be your job maybe necessarily to meet that need because you're not in a position, when you see no one step up, you do it every single time.
That's right.
I mean, we didn't have a sound man for years, and Tom, I know Tom, and then he really didn't want to do it, but it needed to get done. No, but
yeah.
And that's okay. No, that's okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
So did it, whatever needed to get done,
right.
Do it. And you just do it. I mean, and you never say anything about it. You
yeah.
just never say, oh, hey, by the way, I did this.
Yeah.
He never says anything. He just does it.
That's awesome.
He's done it. He's serving God. I look up to you a lot. I really do, Tom, because you do things never for any type of zero show. You just do it because it needs to get done.
Right.
I mean, I really think you're going to be like close to the front of the line, brother. And that's
right.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because
yeah.
He who wants to be greatest among you,
yeah. Let him be the
servant of all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and seeing you do things over the years here and then teaching and hearing the illustrations, it's a huge blessing, brother. And I look up to you as an older brother. I appreciate you. Your family is dear to my heart. I love the girls. It's just that you're a great brother. I love where you're at in the church today, coming up and teaching and giving. And I just encourage you to keep on doing what God is leading you to do, because it's very
yes.
impactful to me, and I know for everybody else.
Yes. Well said. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Okay, over there, brother.
I just want to say, God is good. You know, this is not going to take very long what I have to say, but I might even say something that you probably already know. You know, it's a blessing to have extended family. Because you never know when you might have to go through something. That's
right.
Where having to go through, and that's what extended family is for. To prep you and to take you through over the speed bumps that you can't get over yourself. And there's not nothing that anybody can't do in this room.
Yeah.
Whenever you can't do something, that's exactly who can't do it. You. God can do everything.
Amen.
So that's who you need to talk to on a regular basis. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right, brother.
Yeah, I hate going after Jesse because he says everything I want to say. But we think a lot alike. So, but you know, Jesse's had a long time with you. Tom, the time that I've been involved in this church, I don't think I know a more humble person.
That's right.
There's a humility that you exist in that, you know, you don't look for, you don't look to be praised. You make me laugh, bro. I love your jokes. And you speak to me in football terms. I don't know if you ever knew that. Because you know that there was a time when football was everything to me. But you use these scenarios and these analogies with football, and it makes all the sense in the world to me. Like I get it, you know. It's like, well, that's why he's the quarterback, because, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, holy smokes, I get it. But you have a gift with touching people through your teaching that, and I don't want to minimize the strength and the power you have in your teaching.
Yeah.
So I don't want to use words like simple or anything like that, because there's a power when you speak. And
right.
there's conviction in the way you speak about your God, our God.
That's right. Mm.
That is undeniable, bro.
Yeah.
And let me tell you a quick story. I had to borrow Tom's truck to do a dump run. And if you guys know Tom, Tom will give you his house if he had to, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, just take it. I'll sleep in the lawn. No big deal. And I go to borrow his truck. Now, first of all, try to schedule to get his truck because he's already allowed other people to use his truck because that's Tom. He's very giving.
Right.
I go to get his truck. I go do a dump run. I said, bro, I'll be back in a couple hours. You know, this won't take me long. I come back and I look at my car and I go, why does that look so clean right now? So
wow.
Tom took it upon himself to wash my car while I'm using his truck.
Wow. Wow.
And he goes, man, your car really pops when it's clean, you know? And I was like, man, but if that is Tom.
Yeah.
That's
service.
Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You're falling apart. Check this out, what I'm gonna do for you. He won't even tell you. Something will happen, and it's just, he lifts you, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that, and you make me feel so, when I try to get negative, there's been times when I've had some negative things to say, and just angry about something, and you somehow navigate me to the perspective that I need to be in.
Right.
You don't let me sit in that anger very long, is what I'm saying.
That's
good. You somehow navigate me to the positive. Or, well, you know, it could have been that this person was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it, you know, this is blah, blah, blah. Well, golly, brother, luckily you got a job. A lot of people don't have a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's tough. And I appreciate you so much. And I don't think I tell you enough, Tom. I appreciate you so much.
Amen.
I don't tell you that. And I think that you, although you don't look for it, I think that you need to hear how important you are to people. And
yeah.
You're a huge, huge part of people here.
Right.
You're a huge part of everybody here, Tom. Continue to be obedient, brother. Because, you're pretty much out of the line, I think. I love you, man.
Awesome.
I love you dearly.
My leader. Awesome.
I got a quick thing to say.
Oh, you got a mic. Okay.
Yeah. Man, I haven't seen you in a while, but been thinking about you. You know, we live down the street from you, and I want to see you more because you're a great mentor. I see how you're handling things in your business and daily life, and you know, I appreciate you. You know, you pick me up for men's meetings and all that good stuff, but you're gonna start seeing a lot more.
Amen. That's good. That's good, DeMarco. Good. Yes.
Tom, besides your teaching, which I adore, your props and different things you use to make it plain to us, besides that, the part that really sticks out for me right now is how your wife, Janine, sensed that she needed to do something different and how you supported her. I love the fact that she may be doing whatever God has called her to do, but you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. I don't know what's going on or anything at home. I'm not trying to figure that out. But I just appreciate you. Since God has called you to be here, you're here.
Right.
And I thank you for that.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Sherry.
I'm sure Rico's already mentioned and everybody else, but everyone who don't know this, but Tom, I just have to say that you are my family. I've known you for 19 years. I wouldn't give you my kids. I didn't trust you and love you with everything. Rico mentioned something about cars. I remember a time when Jesse and I, busy as usual, and I think Tom at the time was watching with the IM page, and dropped off the car for something. I don't remember what it was. We're going to Yakima or something. We came back, and not only was my car clean, but he gave me 4 brand new tires on my lap.
Wow.
And that's tough.
Wow.
You wanted me to haul around my kids in that car with bald tires?
But I just want to say that I love you all my life and my heart, and you've always been a part of my kids' family, and since day one, you were there at their births. You were there when we got baptized. You were there when they dedicated. I just want to say that I love you with everything, and you are another father to my kids.
Awesome. That's great. Awesome.
Carl.
Seriously speaking, you mean so much to everybody, and everybody has said everything for me. Okay, I'm just amplifying the feeling here in this church about how we love you, love your family. You are a leader, you are a teacher, you have a good heart, and you're just a fun guy to be around. All right, you're God's children, child, without a doubt. Bless you.
Amen.
So really what we heard was a reflection on all those sevens, right? 110 sevens, 101 sevens. But the greatest among these is love. And to me, knowledge is where you land. You land it, you know, and you focus and you work it. I think that's why we each have our unique but also common experience of you. And for our church, Pastor, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is huge. You not only bring the word when you teach, but because you're walking it and working it in your life, I know it's not easy, I know you're not perfect, you know, but you're working it and you step into a breach. Every pastor needs people like you in the flock to help pick up that extra land, to hold. Fix the wheels on that land, feed that land, you know, each of us, and you certainly have done that for me. So echoing what everybody else said, I really do believe knowledge is tops because you're looking and seeking and working the knowledge that God gives you, and you're bringing that to us in human form. It's a tremendous example. And I think it really helps make our family click. People like you. Not just you, but, you know, people like you.
Yeah. That's good. Amen. Well, guys, thank you so much for the words. All truth. You know, it was very evident to me that in Tom, not only was he a servant that flowed in the gift of helps, but also his generosity that most of you have testified to. If Tom is got it, his generous gift that he's got, he will release it. And, you know, the blessings of once in a while driving Viola to Oregon, you know, that is selfless in itself. You know, that generosity that flows out of you, the analogies that indicate the teacher's gift in you. I mean, everyone has said it, but as your friend and as a pastor, I want to celebrate your Christ-likeness, the nature of Christ that comes out of you, and how many lives you touch, and how many times you serve, and never, like Jesus said, seek recognition and glory, but doing it unto the Lord. It is just a blessing. Just even without you saying too much words, your life speaks. You know, and that's why we celebrate today. You know, And like Tom said, when we all begin to flow in our gifts, it can't help it but make our church stronger, make it healthier. Because we're not all about being a big church, but we must be a healthy church. Amen. Where people with different gifts and talents are flowing and we're touching each other. And that's the testament that, you know, knowing that Tom has touched your life, knowing that Nita's touched your life, knowing that other people have touched your life, that's the essence of us coming together as a body, everyone playing their part and saying, you know what, I'm here to serve Christ and in my capacity I do. And the testament of people that have come here today, it's a testament. Thank you guys. I want to appreciate everyone. And Tom, thank you, man. Thank you for being the man you are. Amen. All right, so...